Dr. Balchesi, we've discussed demythologizing on several occasions, and so as I was preparing for this talk with you, several questions came to mind.
Nancy, I hope I can answer some of them.
So do I, because I find them rather bothersome.
Well, for example,
is the biblical story of the flood unique, or was it borrowed? And then my second question is, once you demythologize the story of the flood, what's the underlying message? And is that message unique, or is it also borrowed?
Now, wait a minute. You really want to know if the message is inspired.
Exactly. And then my third question is, did the flood actually happen?
Well, Nancy, my answer to all your questions is yes and no.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. But I have one more question. What are we to say of a God who is sorry for creating the human race and decides to destroy it?
Well, Nancy, let me begin with your first question. Is the biblical story of the flood unique, or is it borrowed from other cultures? I have here with me the Gilgamesh epic and the Bible. It would be interesting to compare the two.